This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scott and Patty and the rest of the crew, Brad Blanks, a roving reporter, a man about town. Now, there's no doubt about it. The Star Is Born is going to pick up some awards. You got that those director awards coming up.
Yeah, and the Academy Awards.
The Academy Awards.
And the SAG Awards.
Brad was at the National Board of Review Awards Gala. They had the big red carpet last night. Bradley Cooper was there, and so was Sam Elliott.
Who's incredible in that movie.
You said that was your favorite performance in the movie, one of...
What the
Sam Elliott?
No, I didn't say it was my favorite.
He was wonderful, though, wasn't
Bradley Cooper, yeah. Lady Gaga, and Sam Elliott were all unbelievable in this film.
Now, Brad, you wrap this up quickly because the big kahuna's coming.
Yeah, they're all moving down the red carpet, and Sam Elliott ends up in front of me, and he just got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Monday, and he's there chatting away, and he's such a lovely guy. And I've been wanting to talk to this guy for years, and finally get him, but right behind him is Bradley Cooper.
You're looking out of one eye. You got one eye on the mustache.
You're looking over his shoulder.
The mustache and the other eye on Bradley.
That's right.
All right.
How are you, mate?
Brad,
good to see you. Congratulations on the Walk of Fame. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, crazy. Good.
Do you still get a sense of pride after you make a film like The Star Is Born?
I mean, either that or I'd be the biggest cynic in town, you know? I mean, I'm thrilled to see this film getting the recognition it deserves. The fact that it's the fourth telling of this classic tale, and I think the fact that people are responding to it the way they're responding to it worldwide.
You give Bradley tips on the chat?
I didn't give tips to Bradley on anything. Not a thing. Guy's a brilliant filmmaker. No question.
Thanks, mate.
How about that?
I love the way he talks.
Yeah, wonderful.
He sounds like he's about half
so
loaded
deep
when he first starts.
It's just the way he speaks.
Then he gets his balance and he gets rolling.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Good old sarsaparilla.
Who's his wife?
Sam Elliott. Catherine. Who is he with?
Catherine.
She's
beautiful.
Really?
He still with her?
He deserves to have a beautiful wife.
I think he's still with her, yeah. All right, next up, here comes Bradley
Well,
it's Cooper.
Scott, this is a pretty amazing night. This is like the anointing of Bradley Cooper as a film director. On stage this evening, Steven Spielberg actually presented the award to Cooper, saying that, you know, this is the future of American cinema and, you know, he's hit the ball out of the park. Yeah, it was a really big deal. This is Bradley Cooper's night, the coming out show as a director.
Brad, mate, I'm really proud of you after this. When you see this, the reaction to this movie after it comes out in those first few weeks, how does that get you going inside? That it worked or...
The initial thing was utter relief, absolute relief, because you're sort of dying inside before it comes out thinking, gosh, I hope I'll be okay if everybody hates it.
The people seem to love these moments, these tender moments that you created on screen. Is that also affirmation that you could be a brilliant director at the same time as an actor?
The thing that it gives me, and this honor tonight gives me, is the courage to keep going and keep risking and go deeper.
Do you feel that's what you just have to keep on doing now?
Always. I always feel that, but when you're recognized for your work, it gives you the courage, at least me, to keep going. You know, it's a wonderful thing.
What about being a classic movie in itself? Do you feel it's a great American movie?
Yeah. All I know is that I tried to make a movie that was authentic and true and say something that meant something to me, and then in doing so, hoping that you could relate to it.
I got emotional.
Oh, good.
So, well done, mate. Thanks. Great to see you, buddy.
Thank you. Thanks.
Didn't need a hangover guy?
Yeah. He's not just that, though. He's had a million incredible roles.
You know
roles.
What he was? You know, my favorite role is that
Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, he was excellent in that.
Well, how can you forget What About Steve? Hey, it was Sandra Bullock.
He's the hangover guy.
And he was in Alias. He was the fifth lead in the TV show Alias.
You didn't bring that up,
did you? Oh, yeah, I kind of, as he walked up, I did bring that up a bit. He moved on.
So a little Bradley Cooper in there. Mm-hmm. And now the big decision for him is, does he go and be an actor, or is he going to do another movie?
I think he'll do both.
As a director.
Yeah. He's the new Clint Eastwood.
That's right, he is.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah, he just got knighted by Steven Spielberg.
That's right. Come on. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a pretty good point. And you got a little bit of Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga turns up. The place goes crazy. And she had security guards blocking her from all of us. Yeah. So she shuffled down and I stuck my microphone out there as she was waffling on. I had little girl reporters on the side of me jostling me out. They dominated me.
Amateurs, right?
Yeah, but they kicked my butt that night. Yeah, so I managed to get my microphone in and she gave some advice on life.
The best advice I've ever received was from Tony Bennett, passed over from Duke Ellington. And Duke Ellington said to Tony, he said, rule number one is never give up. And rule number two is always listen to rule number one.
Wow.
Not bad. Interesting.
Yeah. I like that, Brad.
Yeah, she's a motivational speaker now, Lady Gaga.
Why not?
Most importantly, what kind of outfit she have on?
Oh, it was silvery, and she had a big feather boa hanging off the side of her.
Did she have to have somebody accompany her?
No one was holding her dress. She was moving on her own pretty good. But yeah, yes.
She was moving on her own.
When somebody's moving on their own.
Yeah, pretty good.
I followed him, interviewing him on his Instagram story, and it's just like watching a football game because you could see him trying to eye out how to get past the security. And he's talking about what play he's going to move. I might have to go left, but I can get around this girl on the right.
Yeah, you people who just listen to the show, they think, well, those people must flock over to Brad.
No, they don't really want to talk to me.
They don't love him as much as we do. Yeah. And number one, you have the stars trying to get away. Yeah. And then number two, you have the people who are protecting the stars.
That's right.
Trying to keep them away.
And you have somebody else, some other media outlets, trying to shove your ass back
right.
So they can get in there. They say, that's Brad Blanks. What is he doing?
How have you chosen this path in life?
I'm an idiot. Should have stayed an accountant.
And that sums it up, ladies and gentlemen, right there.
Brad Blanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.